Pickaxe. Hello. Hello and welcome to Simple Simon, where we ask Simon questions about our guest, which today is Sips, and he tries to get them right. Well, Simon does, about Sips. So to start, to
That's
give you an idea
terrible
of
intro.
How the
that
game
is
works.
A terrible intro. that was really
a perfect
bad.
Intro.
Simon, how do you think our guest, Sips, feels about being on the show today? How do you think he feels?
That's the first question. Oh, yep. My God. Okay. I think he would much rather be playing video games than participating in this experimental, untried format. I think he's probably a bit hungry and he wouldn't mind going home and having something to eat and seeing his little baby. And he'd much rather be doing that than doing this right now.
Sips, what is supposed to be the answer?
I'm raiding right now while we're doing this, and I've already eaten, so it's good.
You're raiding in WoW.
I'm just not doing anything because they're clearing trash. So there we go. We got
it. What the hell? Unbelievable.
What?
There you go.
Multitasking.
That's what I was doing, and then you guys called me on Google. So
I got that wrong. So 0 points for
zero
me.
Points. Well, zero minus one technically.
What? I can't start on minus one already.
Hey, can I get points? I want to win. I want to beat. I want to beat
Sips.
Simon.
We won't have Simon get points this time. We'll have Sips get points. So Sips,
wait,
you
can't
get one
change
point.
The format.
That's even better.
Already?
Why not?
The rules are flexible. Simon. Who would Sips? So, I'll cut that bit. Simon, what would Sips name the autobiography of his life? And who would play him in the movie?
Oh, who wrote his autobiography?
Oops.
You're all right. Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's like the camera just like keeps sliding off the monitor.
I think it's called a monitor. Yeah that big screen thing that's glowing.
I keep forgetting to actually look at it too. Is it awkward if I like stare deep into it? Like
that's
it was
really intense because it's like we're looking at each other right now.
Yeah.
So what would Sips name his autobiography?
Yeah. Who would write it? Who would play him in the movie? Oh. And what's his mum's name?
What's his mum's name? Okay.
Loads of questions.
My mum's got a really old school name. That's like a hint for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. I think Sips' mum is called Doreen.
it's close enough, I guess.
What would he call his autobiography?
The Diary of a Fantastic Guy.
The Magnificent Bastard by Sips.
Well, that would be a biography. You'd have to have autobiographies to be written by someone.
Autobiography is written by him.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's auto.
Automatically. Okay.
Can you imagine if I wrote my own? It would never be focused on anything. I would just start talking about farts and butts, and then it would just be 200 pages of talking about farts and.
It would be on the bestseller lists. It would be amazing.
So shall we ask Sips the question that we had last time? So one of the questions we had last time was that you are...
What about Sips' answer to the question
asked?
Well,
this leads on to the fart. So like, imagine you're having a cream tea, Sips, with the Queen.
Yeah.
And someone lets rip a terrific fart, not you.
Okay.
How do you react? Simon's supposed to tell us what you would do.
Well, it depends. I mean, if it was a woman... Because obviously you're supposed to help women when they need you. If a woman let rip, I would probably take the bullet and say, listen, Queen.
I do think the Queen is
me.
A woman, as far
and
as
also,
I'm aware.
If you happen to play WoW, do you need help with quests? And do you want some gold as well? Because I'm good for all that. Because that's a great way to pick up women.
Would
I
you
think.
Provide the Queen with an epic mount?
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't provide her with one that you had to pay money for. Maybe one that, like... No, actually, I wouldn't. Because they're too valuable.
That's treason. That is actually treason.
It's not technically treason because I want to get all the etchies, and you know, there's one that you have to have a certain amount of mounts to get the achievement.
Chiefs
and I'm sure she would understand
queens.
That. Yeah. Chiefs before queens, absolutely, yeah.
So your answer to that question is that you would take responsibility for the fart and also offer her gold.
Yeah. If it was a woman.
But not a mount.
I wouldn't give her a mount. And if it was a guy that farted, he's on
Prince
his own.
Prince Philip.
If it was Prince Philip, I'd just say, Phil, listen, fuck, you're dead pretty much now. Because I'm not taking the flak for that.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm not saying I would kill him.
Or are you?
Well, maybe I am, but...
Oh, my God.
No, I would not. I wouldn't say that. I think that's actually treason. I don't think you're allowed to even talk about killing Prince Philip.
So what about the previous question with, you know, what would Sips call his autobiography and that?
What would you call that, Sips?
Well, I never really thought about it, so maybe, you know, whatever you said is probably close enough.
Right.
It was a diary of a fantastic guy or something.
Who's That's getting what Lewis points? Said.
So Simon's on. Well, I'm on 1 point.
Lewis is on 1 point.
How are you on 1 point?
Put your finger up.
For
you?
I said the
Put
fantastic
finger up,
guy.
Lewis.
So I'm on 1 point.
1 point.
I want one.
You
I'm
can have a point
two.
As well.
So
Sips.
I'm having two.
No, you cannot have two.
I'm having two.
But
You're
you had one last time.
I'm having 10.
Right,
I'm done.
Everyone's on 1 point apart from Sips, who's on 2 points.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Sips. Great. No, Simon. What cocktail does Sips order when he goes up to the bar? Now, this is off menu. You know, you're. Let me set the scene. Okay.
It's a special
You've arrived
occasion.
At a hotel in your lovely full suit. You know, it's dark outside. The stars are out. It's a very posh hotel. It's like the top floor of a really posh building in, I don't know, Seattle. And you walk into this posh thing in your suit. You look amazing, dressed to the nines. So, Simon, what does Sips order? There's no menus, nothing like this. He just has to go in there and order a cocktail. What's it going to be?
A fancy cocktail.
Fancy cocktail?
Oh, I don't know. He's quite a classy guy. I think he would have a martini with an olive in.
Yeah. No, it would definitely not just be a Diet Pepsi with ice and a piece of lemon. No way. It would have to be... Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
We're waiting for your answer.
We're waiting for your answer.
I don't even know any cocktails. I don't think I've ever had a cocktail before in my life.
What?
What? Guys, I'm sorry. I'm not
would
as
it just like, be like
high a flying
chocolate
as you guys.
Surely you would have had like a, I don't know, like a Black Russian or something or...
I beg your pardon.
What?
Yeah, it's like a kind of chocolate milkshake with vodka in it. Something.
I had a cement mixer one time. It's not a cocktail; it's a shot, but it's like Irish cream and milk, and you have to take the shot, but you have to like swish it around in your mouth, and then it goes like all lumpy and disgusting, and then you have to, yeah.
So it congeals. It's one of those horrible things.
Yeah, it's it was pretty bad. Well, I mean, if you've never tried it before. It's pretty fun, I guess, but also pretty gross.
So it turns to like cheese in your mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. And
so the one time you've had a cocktail in your life, you had Bailey's and like
That's not
lemonade.
A cocktail, though. That was a shot. I've never actually had like... I've never had a martini before or anything like that. Fuck,
would
cocktails.
You, would
What's
you order
doing?
One?
Well, I'm a man, so I order beer when I go to the bar or whatever.
Uh-huh. Good point.
You know,
what kind of beer would you order then?
So Simon. No points. I just end up. I'm still on one. I still just have 1 point.
I think I should get
this.
10 man points for never having had a cocktail. I think.
All
I
right,
should
you've
get
got 10
bonus
points.
Sips. Yeah,
you got 10 points.
I don't know if
there
that makes you a man. I mean, James Bond. I suppose these days he probably orders a Heineken because it's all sponsored by, like, you know, beer adverts and stuff. But, I mean, like, previously...
Give me a tall one. He gets one of those big yard things.
Yard of ale. Oh my God.
Okay, yeah. So Sips, next question. This is a sort of household question, so we always have one of these.
Okay.
So Simon...
I answer it first, not
yeah,
you,
sorry.
Sips.
So, Simon, what do you think Sips does with milk... That is probably a little bit iffy in his fridge.
Ooh.
So the milk's just started to turn.
That's right.
It's just going. What does he do? Does he... I don't think he would waste it. I don't think he would just chuck it out. I think he would use it up before
How
it goes
How does he assess?
I think he would sniff it, and if it smelled a little bit, you know, slightly sort of acidic-y, but not too bad, I think he would probably use it in cereal, because that masks it. Like, the you know, the sugary cereal would mask the taste of off milk. So I think he would make sure to have, you know, a big bowl of cereal to use up as much milk as possible.
Sips?
No.
wow!
If it stinks, it's going down the sink. I don't even throw it in the...
It's not off.
Even if there's
just
a hint of it going, I've got strict milk standards. I'm not having... any milk that's even threatening to go off. There's
that's
no way.
That's such a waste. That is so wasteful.
I don't give a shit.
You just pour it all down.
I'm not drinking it.
You pour it all down the drain.
I'm not masking you with cereal. Nothing. Yeah. Right down the drain.
It just goes
and
down
not
the
even,
drain.
Not even the drain in the kitchen sink. Like that fucking sink that you have in the basement that nobody uses. Well, I guess maybe you don't have that over here, but...
Why the fuck? In Why North America...
In
what,
North
is
America,
that where
you have
put
like,
the bodies?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Once when you're cleaning out the bodies, you use like it's like a fucking shitty plastic basin in your basement that you're not meant to use, and it's like hooked up to like a different water source that it, you shouldn't like ever drink water from.
It, what the hell?
Yeah, it's maybe not even an American thing, but definitely where I grew up in Canada, they had these sinks in the basement and. Yeah, that's
is that where
the
moose go? You keep the moose
maybe,
in the basement, and
but
they just...
That's where the bad milk goes, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so I'm still on one. I'm still on one, am I?
I'm on one.
I'm on,
six, on 11.
You guys
something.
Are dead.
You're on 100. Hell. No, you didn't get 90 or 88 for
Come
that.
Come on,
you
the cocktail fiasco. I got at least, like, 95 points for that.
Okay. So you're on 102.
Yeah.
God right. damn it.
Okay. Yeah. So Sips. Sips. I keep doing this wrong. I'm not a very good host. Simon.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Who's... do you think... If Sips were given the choice of two superpowers, right?
Right.
Which one of these would he have? Would he choose to either run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 1 mile per hour?
So he gets to pick two of them.
No,
you get to pick
one of the two.
One of those two. So what was it? Run at 100 miles an hour or fly at a mile an hour?
Yeah.
Well, that means he could just hover in the air, which is pretty cool. It's cooler than just
running. It's pretty creepy. Imagine me just like hovering in your bedroom, like on Ghostbusters, like above your bed.
It's really slow hovering.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, bet you didn't expect to see me here hovering above your bed.
You're like hovering outside someone's window and they're on the seventh floor. And they're like,
yeah.
Hi, guys.
You just sort of slowly rise like into view of the window. Fantastic.
I think he would pick the second one, definitely. The floating and flying is much cooler though.
What is the answer, Sips?
Yeah, the floating and flying for sure.
Just for like a 1 mile an hour, it would be like
even
super slow.
Yeah. Do you guys ever have like a? Is like flying dreams a thing? Like where you're running and you start flying and you can't stop flying? Is that like?
I think it's like the sinks in the basement. It's a Canadian thing.
Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, it's not like
you have special Canadian dreams.
Yeah,
we have much more realistic dreams here.
Yeah,
you know, like getting our taxes
sinks
paid
in the basement.
And
that's
you know.
Like
I dream
that's
about
like my
driving
most
a tractor. That's my dream.
I think I prefer mine.
Do you think that if you could run at 100 miles an hour, though, if you had like a pair of wings, you could just take off anyway and fly like a jet?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
That might be a lot cooler.
I don't know if I'd want to fly that fast, though. I think you'd feel a bit sick. I like to just take it easy.
You'd also end up with loads of bugs in your face. They're just...
That too, yeah. You'd need to wear goggles for sure and keep your mouth closed at all times. Otherwise, you just...
That's what Superman has to do.
Unless he's hungry.
That's how he refuels.
He lands.
Like
he's
like a baleen whale.
Stuck in his
he just sieves all the. That would be delicious.
He doesn't get his powers from Earth's yellow sun. Instead, he gets it from all the like flies and bugs that he eats.
Bees. Imagine just.
So I'm on two. I'm on 2 points. 2 points.
Yeah. Good job.
Sips. How many are you on?
Well, I didn't get any that time, so whatever I was on last time, I guess. It's like a
104. Sure. Okay. You're a bit ahead.
I could just take it easy now. I don't need to worry too much.
No.
I don't think I'll catch up. No. I don't have much chance.
Well, how many more questions are there?
117.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. Simon, what do you think Sips's peanut butter preferences are? So, you know, does he like it crunchy or smooth? What's he put it on? You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I think he prefers Nutella to peanut butter, but given a choice, he would go for smooth peanut butter, and he would have it on toast.
Right, not a PBJ styley.
No,
on toast. No. Holy shit!
Oh shit!
Is that what you have with your cocktails? My god.
That's so fancy.
Talk
when you go to a dinner party and like the Queen is there and yeah. I don't know, Richard Dawkins, the Prime Minister.
With jam.
It's tiny little triangles of peanut butter on toast.
It does make you fart though, the peanut butter jam. So that may be why it's what's causing the Queen's issues.
Oh no. Peanut butter stinky farts. That's revolting.
Yeah.
Sips, what's the answer?
Well, I mean I gotta say, Nutella, no way. But that wasn't the question. The question was smooth or crunchy. And the answer is smooth. As much as I would love to love crunchy peanut butter, I just can't. I always go back to smooth.
Oh, yeah. So I got that right. I got the smooth peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did think that he preferred Nutella.
Yeah. And that's...
You got the serving wrong as well.
Oh, yeah. So do I get half a point?
You could have a quarter of a point.
Okay.
A quarter of a point. So that's quarter.
Two and a quarter points.
Two and a quarter.
How many points did I get for that, for him? Do I get three quarters of a point?
You got another 100.
Oh, okay.
And two.
Oh, that works, yeah.
And
well,
I have
there's
two
no
and a
way
quarter.
You can catch me up now.
So you're on 206 points now.
God damn it.
Fucking so good.
Unbelievable.
But there might be a penalty. I don't know, but see how the game goes on. Actually now it's time to end the game. Final question.
Amazing. There could be a penalty. Let's see how the game goes. Well, that's the end of the game. So brilliant.
So, of course, Sybil Simon was a pieman.
Going to the fair.
So, Simon, what is Sips's favourite or preferred pie filling?
Now, Sips, he is from the North American continent. So I believe that he likes a sweet filling for his
sweet
pie.
Filling, yeah.
Okay. And I reckon a classic cherry pie. Ooh. Cherry pie.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble, but will it pay off?
It's close, but it's got to be blueberry pie. Come on!
Yeah.
Who
God
doesn't
damn
like
it.
Blueberry pie? Ugh. Maybe cocktail drinkers don't.
Unbelievable. Blueberry pie. I've never had blueberry pie.
Oh my god. You haven't lived if you haven't had
I'm
a
sure
blueberry
it's
pie.
Really
they're so good.
Good.
See, we think you haven't lived because you've never had a cocktail, but you think we haven't lived because we've never had blueberry pie. How about you bring blueberry pie to Yogtails next time you come?
Okay.
And we'll take you out for cocktails.
All right. Can I
How
just bring
that?
Some fudge
yes.
instead? I can bring you some fudge.
Fudge.
Where am I going to get a blueberry pie over here? I mean, come on.
Well, figure it out, genius.
Bake
I'm sure there's
one.
Someone who'll get
bake a pie.
One.
Bake me a pie.
Okay, I'll bake one if you promise to actually eat it.
We'll eat your pie.
Okay.
Oh, God, what if you put something gross in it?
Great.
Oh, God, I don't know now.
What's he going to put in it? Crunchy peanut butter? No, it'll be fine.
Well, I need to imbue it with some natural essence of myself as
oh, my God, he's going to come in the pie.
I didn't say that.
No!
I didn't say that, but I probably will maybe come in the pie.
Wow. Look, well, thank you very much, Sips. You've been watching Sybil Simon. Thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next time with another wonderful guest. Thank you, Sips.
Thank
You've been
you.
Amazing.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
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 See you later, shitlords.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Bye.